When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
Can I just say that the way he wanks freaks me out?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Everyone's got their own technique.
Looks like I don't like that, though. It looks like he's...
It looks like an ostrich is attacking his dick.
Like Rob Hull. Yeah. This is how Rob Hull had a wank, isn't it? No, EMU, no! Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Dead Men Talking with me, Rob Mulholland, and him, a portly cunt.
Oh, okay.
I went portly today.
And you said the C word with an A in it.
Why, so why aren't we... you saying cunt? Are you trying to get us not demonetized? Cunt. I want to enunciate it, just
no,
to make
no,
sure
it's
they're
absolutely
caught
fine.
It.
I think you've done the job.
Cunt.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so there we go. No money for us.
No money for us. Great. It's not like we have to pay for anything, is it, you fucking weapon?
It's so self-sabotaging. Like, I really find... The problem is, I find it very funny that it's costing me money to say cunt every time.
We are both in the 100 metres, and you are tying both of our shoelaces together.
Yeah. Because it makes me laugh watching you fall over, even though I also lose.
Yeah.
So there you go. So, you know, we aren't making any money off YouTube ads. So if you could join our Patreon, that'd be great.
That would be good. Thank you ever so much. Because Rob is a self-sabotaging lunatic.
Or a self-sabotaging cunt, if you will. Cunt.
God. So this week we have got Dean and Amy from the Mild High Club.
Yeah,
podcast.
It's a sick episode. We're recording this intro after we've done it, so we know it's good.
It's very funny, isn't it?
It was a very funny episode. It was loads of fun. They're good. Enjoy them. Like, get on their podcast, Mild High.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm holding this Red Bull like it's precious to me.
I know, it's really like...
I'm going to crack it open because we're going to record a Patreon after this.
Yeah, we are.
And I'm very tired and I'm going to drink the whole thing. And
all right, you're gonna let's start the episode. We'll do it in a minute after this intro.
Yeah.
Skull the whole thing. Let's fucking go.
Let's
smash it on your head.
Fucking ledge.
Yeah. Anyway, in the meantime, sign up to our Patreon when you do that. If you want to send us in a video, it's WhatsApp 07520644931.
And the Patreon link is patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
That is it. That is very important.
Cool. Enjoy the episode.
Yeah, fucking get on it. Ooh.
Hello.
Hi.
We're here with Dean and Amy, aka the Mild High Club. How are you doing, guys?
Yeah, good. Man. It's lovely to be here.
Lovely studio. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It took me countless hours.
I'm sitting on his ass doing fucking nothing.
Oh, yeah. You've
did
been
you
sat
do
there
that
all
side
morning.
Of the room, Freddie. You did over there. That's all you.
It took me countless hours in the way that you can't count how many hours I put in because I didn't
zero.
Put any hours in.
It's a negative number.
So that's technically an accurate statement.
Technically, yes.
Yeah.
Very technically, yeah.
Oh, you've not put that backlight on.
All right. No. Oh, fucking yeah, I've ruined it, have I?
You could have done that.
Honestly, I can't believe it. I give him one job. I give him one job to do, and he hasn't managed to do it properly.
To be fair, the tall jobs, they should be for Rob.
What light?
Yeah, problem solved. He ran out of battery. I haven't plugged it in yet. I'll sort.
Why didn't you plug it in, Freddie?
Yeah.
Well, I gave that specific job to Rob.
Oh, it's because it's too high up, and the one time I made him like help me with a thing was on this pole up, and he nearly cracked the footstool. Oh. It genuinely started cracking, didn't it?
Yeah, it cracked.
Yeah.
That's not good, though.
But it was a tiny little plastic footstool. It wasn't like...
It's made for supporting humans.
It wasn't like it was... was a
wasn't a dollhouse one, was
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, yeah. Like, I've stood on it loads of times. Yeah. And I weigh like 16 stone. I'm not little.
Yeah, yeah, but I weigh more than you.
Yes, you do. Yes.
So they're
more condensed, aren't you?
More, exactly.
Like dark matter.
More of a neutron star of a human yeah, being.
Yeah. And he yeah. sucks off everything around him.
That's yeah. Slag yeah. of a constellation.
Yeah. Just loves the calories in cum.
Oh. There isn't actually that many calories in cum, is yeah, there?
Disappointing, that, is it?
There probably is in your cum. Yeah. You yeah, I think it depends who's yeah. cum.
I reckon if he jizzed into like some hot oil, you can make Yorkshire puddings with this.
So one of these will try that for you. I reckon Naked Martin will try that for you.
Oh, no, Naked Martin has fried his own cum. Like yeah. that's one of his videos. Yeah,
what
he fried. Not much. He was a bit disappointed. Oh, I think he needed it on a higher heat to crisp it.
He said that it tasted like popcorn.
Yeah. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah, that was his thing.
But like Naked Martin is not a man who's averse to eating a bit of cum. Like it wasn't his first rodeo.
Yeah.
Right,
you
know, in fact, so, one of his early videos, the cum sandwich one, yeah. I had such a difficult time watching yeah. that.
Have you just not eaten cum?
No. I mean, I've accidentally got a bit in my gob before. Yeah. Because like when
yours
I
yours or someone else's?
Mine.
Okay.
Yeah, right. He yawned during Pride. Please tell me that was a seagull. Please tell me that was a seagull.
He's dressed as a seagull. I don't know. He identifies as a seagull, but I don't know if it was a...
No, I was like, so I was on my back with a girl on top of me, and she went up a bit high, and like I flopped out as a jizzed, and it flopped out onto my belly, and like I was in my early 20s, so I was still going with quite a lot of velocity.
A bit of PSI,
yeah, exactly, yeah. mate. So like, it was like a fucking leaking hot fire hydrant.
It sounds a bit like a ruined orgasm as well, though.
A little bit, because I was a bit like, oh no, and then I just gave myself a facial.
Yeah, that definitely ruins the orgasm.
I've never eaten cum. No, so,
well, it can't get over your belly, is it? Just shoots up into that crevice there. You've got a little safety guard, haven't you?
Yeah, you'd need some arc on that.
Yeah, fuck me. Yeah. You'd have to put it into orbit.
I try and jizz like Roberto Carlos taking a free kick. Try and just curve it round like that. Think about Brazil versus France.
Little coup de monde.
So yeah, I've got no idea where we actually are, though.
We're in Horwich.
Horwich. Okay. Norwich, but with an H.
The only gauge I've got is that I've seen a pub down the road, which is probably one of the worst entertainments ever.
Oh, yeah. What, the Saddle?
Rob was on.
No. it's about 5 minutes away. It's called like the Poacher or something.
Right.
The Poacher?
Yeah, and the entertainment was a tribute act, which you know is bad straight away. Mm-hmm. But he was a tribute doing a character off Benidorm.
Oh, wow.
How shit at impressions have you got to be for that?
Which one?
Is there someone called Kenneth or something?
I don't know, actually. I don't know why I asked.
Might have been Kenneth.
I know there's Johnny Vegas is in it, and then yeah. a bunch of other people. My mum likes Benidorm.
But who's doing that? Who's going for a night out going, oh, we're going to go watch a man pretend to be a man on Benidorm?
Well, we are, for a start.
Yeah. Are we?
Is that going to be your next Patreon special?
Do you know what?
Roast them.
There is actually a pub literally just around the corner from me that I was meant to gig at on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
They pulled the gig on the day, and they said they'd pay everybody, and they haven't paid yet. So.
That's a dream.
I give you 1 week before I name you on the podcast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll really destroy them.
Yeah.
Take them down, mate.
Just see how they like getting Bernard Manning DVDs sent to them.
It's not a DVD even, mate. We've got VHS. VHS over here. Yeah.
Has it got any reviews on the back or anything?
I don't know. I haven't actually read the box. Is there any good reviews? Just great timing. That's what people always say about Bernard Manning, isn't it? Great timing. And it was good timing to be around in the 70s when it was fine to say that.
It just says Bernard Manning ungagged.
Yeah.
Do you want to...
That's it. That's the only quote.
Do you want to hear my favourite Bernard Manning joke?
I'm not sure I do.
I've got one.
Right, this is my favorite. This is weird. This is my favorite Bernard Manning joke, and I think that this is really funny.
Okay, prepare to edit
this out. I
hope
it's the same as mine.
It's about two Yorkshiremen who are going on holiday in Spain.
Not the same.
Right, and they're in one of those fucking, you know, complexes, hotel type shit. You know those like little everyone's got a villa shit. Yeah. No, everyone's got a villa shit. Do you know what I mean?
They shoot your eyes. It's like he's back, isn't
it? They're unpacking these.
Right, so they got that, you know, this like villa shit, right?
They're unpacking these two Yorkshiremen. What, sorry?
The what?
Unpacking.
Right, okay, sorry. It's a Bernard Manning joke. Yeah, I didn't know where we were.
Yeah. And one of them says to the other, Gordon, we've forgotten Bisto. How are we supposed to make gravy if we've forgotten Bisto? He said, tell you what, that couple who just moved in next door, they look English. Knock on, do it and ask them if they've got any Bisto. So Gordon goes round, knocks on door. Englishman answers. He goes, "That's the Anibisto." And he goes, "Fuck off, you Spanish cunt." That's a great joke.
That's a good joke. Yeah. Like, I'm not denying Bernard Manning had good jokes. He just also had a lot of like really hateful ones in it.
Yeah. No one's perfect.
Is it hateful if you're laughing?
What can be? Yeah, we've proved it many times on this podcast.
What's your favourite Bernard Manning joke?
I don't know if I can say mine now, because mine involves an African man.
Okay.
He says in the pub, an African fella walked in with a parrot on his shoulder. And he goes, "Where the fuck did you get that?" And he goes, "Africa, there's fucking loads of them." And it was fucking, it was the parrot.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. It was nice, I thought. You can cut that one out.
I don't know if it's nice. I don't know if nice is the right word.
Talking parrot. I was young. I was 15, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, really?
That's too old for that, I think. For, too you know, old I was for young. What? You know, for the I was young defence.
Do you know what? 15,
you get tried as an adult in court, mate.
Do you know what? Yeah,
for saying a parrot joke.
So one of the very first jokes that I learned was a racist joke.
Wasn't everyone was, like
is this
school?
Is this what we're doing now? We're just comparing our favourite racist jokes.
Welcome to Dead Men Talk. one of the very first jokes. So it was my granddad told me this, and I must
Jesus,
have been.
I bet your granddad had some great views.
Mm. I mean, he's still alive.
Is he?
That's
fucking
up now.
Someone in your family has lasted that long.
Again,
is he a big fat cunt?
No, he's he still goes swimming. He does about 50 lengths every day, and he's
there
about 90.
There you go. He does exercise, right?
And then
maybe that's the key.
And during COVID, he carried on doing the lengths until the leisure centre shut, and we're like, "Dude, you're like very old. You need to stop doing that." And he said, "Couldn't give a fuck."
Yeah,
that was
yeah.
it. He couldn't even say the word "couldn't." That's cunt. How little he gave a fuck. couldn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Sweet, nice. Yeah. On your way. He used to be in the army. He used to box in the army as well. Yeah. Quite fit. Anyway, this was his joke, right?
Have you got a fat grandma? Then?
He told me. What? Sorry.
Have you got a fat grandma? Where's this come from?
I started it.
Right. Okay. You're a pioneer in your family, are you?
Yeah. I'm.
Breaking new ground.
Patient zero.
Yeah, for fat cuntitis.
Because that's what doctors do. They just call fat cunt and then they put itis at the end.
28 ways later.
Oh, nice. No, it doesn't matter. I was going to say something about you saying his grandma was fat, and I was like, oh, it's probably his Aunt Bessie. But, you know, it's easy.
Yeah, I'm with you.
It's just fat, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you know what? If you carry on like this, guys... I'm not going to tell you my racist joke.
I'll turn the podcast off and we'll all go home.
You've really, really settled into the vibe
I am,
of the pod really
I am
quick,
taking my racist joke and I'm going home. How about that?
Go on, do you want to tell us your little racist... Is it proper bad?
It's not proper bad, but I'm just telling you, this is one of the... And I didn't know what it meant because I was 7 years old. No. My granddad told it me and I was telling everybody at school.
Oh, Jesus.
Right.
Are you going for it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Is everyone else as tense as me?
I'm quite relaxed.
It's not your podcast, I suppose.
No, because I'm not saying that it's. I'm not like, hey, I've just got a great new job. This is a new and this is like where you know you come from. So you learnt this at an early age. Why is this weird?
No, I've got something to add on to the end of this.
So, this is the joke. Why did the Romans build straight roads?
I don't know.
So Pakistanis couldn't build corner shops.
Right. I have heard that, actually.
That was one of the first jokes I was ever told.
Is that exactly how it was phrased when you heard it?
I'm trying so hard not to laugh right now.
No. Literally, that's what he said.
I mean, I think a word in there was probably shortened.
So's instead of so as.
Right, yeah.
What I was going to say is, like, do you know, like you say, you heard that in school, or you told everyone in school. Yeah. But, like, I know loads of horrible jokes from, like, what feels like primary school age.
Primary school.
And, like, where did they come from? Who wrote them? And, like,
well, you don't know when you were a kid. I didn't know as a child that was really horrible.
I didn't even understand the bit. It was just like the words for things when I was a kid on my estate. It was like, you know, like you know, they weren't called the Chinese takeaway and the corner shop, you know, like that's not how anyone referred to them.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I just thought that was the name for shit until I was older. Yeah. It's like, ooh,
I think as long as you.
Here's a thing there is a corner shop by Preston Football Stadium, right? And my granddad used to take me on, and the corner shop is like a little Asian corner shop. And it's called Poppin' Ear and Byams, right?
That's a great name for a shop.
And I thought that it was called that because that was his name.
You're right, pop in here.
But I honestly, no, legitimately.
Where's Byam? Is he not working today?
I honestly thought that was just his name until I was about 15.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. Popping here and buying them.
Jesus Christ.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. But yeah, racism was incredibly casual on my estate. Like, I remember when I was a kid, like, I described, like, to my mum, I was talking about Lucas Radebe.
Hmm.
And like,
I don't know who that is.
I was a Leeds United legend.
Oh, okay.
Right, and like one of my heroes.
Yeah.
The Chief.
Hmm.
Is where the band, the Kaiser Chiefs.
Is he South
Chiefs
African?
It's where the Kaiser Chiefs get the name from. It's the club we signed them from. Okay. In South Africa is called Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, right, yeah. Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
It's mad, isn't it?
Yeah.
They must be fuming, that football team now. That, like, they've got a fucking...
I don't know. I think it's a bit good for their branding worldwide, I reckon.
You've got to play that, though, every time you go out onto the pitch.
Yeah. Well, they do at Leeds anyway.
You've got to play I Predict a Riot, haven't you? Yeah, and you've got to get into it.
Well, they play I Predict a Riot at Ellen Row quite a lot, and I find it very ironic because it's quite a sneery song about the exact people who are bouncing around to it. So the whole song's like, ugh, man in a tracksuit.
It's moody's about
it. It's all
it,
just
yeah.
like, ugh, look at these scum. It's basically the point of the song.
Yeah.
And then like at Ellen Road after a match, everyone's like, I Predict a Riot.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's about you.
I was trying to think, that was during a time, wasn't it, where there were lots of really shit songs that just was so catchy and so good to do that with your hands.
Yeah.
Like Chelsea Dagger.
The fucking moron anthem.
Fratelli's fucking lived off that, haven't they?
Jesus Christ, what a shit band as well. I saw them at Leeds Fest once and I just walked away two songs in, so I'm like, this is fucking shit.
Yeah.
And it was before like I knew who they were on like the new band stage. And then suddenly they released that single and they were massive and I was like, what?
I had a mad experience of that. It, like the BBC introducing stage, was it, at Leeds?
Yeah.
Do you know, sometimes they have like unlisted bands on and that?
Yeah.
There was one year and it was like the FFers. And everyone was like, that's the Foo Fighters. The Foo Fighters are doing like a secret set. So like it felt like 1,000 people turned up at this new act stage. And it's like, you can only fit about 100 in there or something in it. And then everyone was like waiting for the Foo Fighters to come on. And next thing, this little band walked on. The FFers.
They were just called
band.
The FFers.
Yeah. And everyone was like, who the fuck are yous?
They were like, we're the FFers.
Everyone started booing them and throwing shit at them because they weren't the Foo Fighters.
That's so funny.
Because some stupid person was like, that's it. That's
Do you know what as well? Is before that, they'll have been backstage and someone will have gone, there's quite a lot here to see you.
Yeah.
Mate, it must have been that tweet I put out.
If this gig goes well, this could be the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Bottle off your head.
Do you know what? I remember there was a comedian. It's before your time, probably maybe before your time, called Rich Wall.
No, Rich. I was at a festival with Rich this weekend.
Were you?
Like, last weekend I was at Beat Herder with Rich. Yeah.
Probably before your time. So
very good friend of mine. He did. We didn't really overlap in comedy though. We're in the same group of mates, but he finished as I started. I basically tagged into that group of mates as he tagged out.
That's what he said. He said, "The future comedy's here. I need to bow out."
It's looking bleak.
So anyway, he was doing a gig, and this was back when he was like been doing comedy for a couple of years. You know, like fucking had 10 minutes basically, right? Got asked to headline this gig at a village hall for like 50 quid, and he was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Everything about this sounds awful already.
Like, village halls, 50 pounds.
Village halls are awful. And if you've got a 50 quid headliner, what's the rest of the bill?
Well, the promoter sold it out like that.
Yeah, because it's a village, there's nothing else on.
Not really.
Do you think it was someone else?
They did. Who do you think they thought?
Rich Hall.
Yes.
Oh, no.
And he put it on the poster, Rich Hall.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
And then they turned up and watched Rich Wall.
That's brutal.
Oh, yeah, that's heavy, that.
Yeah. Like, Michael Dolan. Do you know the comedian Michael Dolan?
Yeah.
He had a gig at Edinburgh where they thought they'd booked Mark Dolan. And like,
is he the Balls of Steel dude?
Yes. Okay, who's now like the I cut up a mask guy.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, they thought they put Mark Dolan. And apparently they went to Michael just like, well, I guess you're going to have to go on anyway. And he just left. It's like, which is fair enough. Yeah, if they're going like, well, I guess you're going to have to do it. Fuck off.
Well, they're here to see me anyway, so see you later.
Also as well, you're booking two very different acts there.
Very different acts.
Very different.
I'm pretty sure Michael wore his mask the whole time.
Oh, mate. When do you think we're going to get asked to go on Joe Rogan?
Mate, why aren't we on Joe Rogan? Come on, we can complain about stuff. Ah, British comedy shit. There's no free speech.
These dudes, are they comedians, are they?
Trigonometry? Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, well, Francis is.
Francis is an okay comedian.
So for anyone who doesn't know, these dudes have just been on Rogan, haven't they?
Yeah.
Two guys from the UK. They both have a podcast called Trigonometry.
Francis is a mate of mine.
Mm, it's right. Very popular.
Yeah.
Francis is an okay club comic.
Yeah.
Constantine is somebody who
is very good at arguing.
Yeah, okay. Constantine never managed to become a professional comedian,
but
has got an awful lot of notoriety off the back of being, I would say, very savvy in how he markets himself.
Yeah, he's very good at like PR and basically like he can turn anything into an I've been cancelled complaint.
Okay.
You know, like he's really good at that. He plays the game very well. But, you know, he's a very smart lad. He's just, you know, also a bit annoying.
They went on Rogan and they did a thing. They talked about British comedy extensively.
And like, to be fair to them, like, fucking props for getting on Rogan. It's class. You know, well done. Massive. You know, like...
Oh, yeah. I've said this on many occasions, right? People like to shit on Francis and Constantine, and it is fun. But I find me anyone else who has exceeded the level of ability as much as those two have.
That is fucking fair.
Do you know what I mean? They've massively outperformed the talents that God gave them.
Yeah.
And genuinely...
They're the Stuart Dallas of comedy.
I don't know who Stuart Dallas is.
It's a very good reference for people who know.
Okay, right, there you go, off that one.
He's a footballer who, through work rate, sort of exceeded his talent.
If they're listening to this, I'm not having a do at them either. I actually think it's quite an impressive thing for you to not be very good...
Makes it more impressive.
Or really fucking succeed. You've almost succeeded in spite of yourself. It's like if somebody with one leg won the London Marathon for normal people. Do you know what I mean?
Is that the full title of it, is it?
The London Marathon for normal people. Yeah.
But you get it. You go, fuck, you won that and you've only got one leg. Mm. Well, extra good on you.
Yeah,
That's what the Logan Paul.
Paul Logan. Hey, up, I'm Paul Logan.
I think booked the wrong guy again.
I think he's on the dance team down the saddle.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever they're called.
Yeah,
because they're just nobodies really, and he's just very good at marketing. And he said like doing the fights is just like a big cheat code.
Yeah.
You get so much money and publicity there that. Yeah. Just smart.
Yeah, well, it is. And like with Logan Paul, what he's done really smartly is
Paul Logan,
I apologise. People want to see him get smashed in the face, but he's actually quite good at boxing. For an amateur, he's very good.
That's the Mayweather program.
Yeah,
he's all right for an amateur.
Mate, but like, to be fair, the way he knocked out Tyron Woodley was fucking good. Like, and Tyron Woodley is a former UFC champion. He's not a boxer, obviously, it's different, but he's a big, hard lad, you know.
He's been hit before, innit?
Like, yeah. So. And like, Logan Paul sat him down.
Tommy Fury.
Jake fought Mayweather and like Logan's the. I don't know.
No, Logan fought Mayweather.
I don't give a fuck.
Tommy Fury had sit him. Had
Tommy
sit
Fury's
down.
Ducking him like.
He won't fight him, yeah.
Listen, he keeps ducking him.
I'll tell you this. I bet there's 100 amateur boxers in the UK in Logan Paul's weight category that would fucking flatten him.
Yeah, but he's not going to do that. He's going to find people like Tommy Fury.
But to say he's a good amateur boxer, he's not.
He's quite good.
The guy he's fighting now instead of Tommy Fury is a legit amateur boxer, I think.
Yeah,
he's the son of an ex-professional boxer.
Yeah, but...
So this will be his biggest test.
Here's the thing.
I genuinely believe that he is paying... Off people to duck him.
Boxing's probably one of the most corrupt sports as it is. Yeah, so when a YouTuber's getting involved and they go, I'll give you 50 million to take a dive.
I think it's more that he picked his fights very smartly. Like fighting Ben Askren, like, yeah, he's got a great MMA record, but he's shit at boxing.
Can't do anything else.
He's terrible. He's a wrestler, so he's terrible at it. And he didn't try.
Ben Askren.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'd have a go.
He's fucking awful at it. He didn't throw any punches ever. In every MMA fight, he just tries to take people down and wrestle. So, like, and he didn't even train. Like, he was just
That's honestly why I believe that he's paying people off.
Yeah.
Because I still think that if you're Ben Askren, it doesn't matter.
Oh, Askren was happy to take the sit down.
Well, this is it. So the
but
thing
Woodley's
is,
different. Woodley was just like, Woodley isn't like
but,
that.
But the thing is every man has got his price.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like for comics. It's like, what price would you do a gig in front of a load of paedophiles?
I got propositioned.
I won't
paedophile.
Do Unleashed. I'm not doing comedy Unleashed.
Sorry. Hold up. You got propositioned by a paedophile?
Yeah, they asked me to pretend to be 13.
Wow.
Do I know him?
It was on anonymously.
Yeah. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. You don't attach a profile picture to that request, do you?
I was just seeing whether or not we're in the same Discord chat.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Yeah, don't do it on LinkedIn, where you can see who's looking at your profile.
But it's weird that, isn't it? It's the, like a loophole that they've found where it's just find young looking women. It's not. But yeah. It's not.
Well, there's
right.
loads of like porn where it's like, you know, they like put girls in like pigtails and they'll have like teddies and be on a bed with like building blocks
well, the
around
the
shit.
Teen thing is weird instantly, isn't it? Like,
yeah, but they're dressing them like less than teens.
Yeah, exactly.
Teens try to dress older. Yeah. Yes. They're dressing them as like.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny
like,
if you
yeah,
watch
yeah,
like
yeah.
a teen porn and it was just people dressed like they're trying to get saved. Yeah. You know, like little fake mustache on
jacket
that,
from
like,
a charity shop. Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah, yeah.
Listen, I'm trying to buy some alcohol, and the woman's like, "You're gonna have to show me some more than that."
Well, it's like a bucket hat.
The way the way that every video starts is someone goes, "Have you got any ID?" And they do that thing where they start patting their pockets.
Yeah. Ooh,
you
know, no
you
go, way.
I showed you it last time.
I've got this though. Yeah. Start of porn, isn't
it? Nice, smooth. Anyway, what are you saying about trigonometry before we got sidetracked onto Paul Logan?
Paedophiles and that.
I literally can't even remember.
All right, fuck it. Well done to them.
Them being on Rogan. I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know
they were on Rogan, right? So I was listening to it and they were talking about like the comedy industry and stuff. And it's upset some people because it's like, you guys aren't really the authority to talk about that in the way that you are pretending to be.
Yeah.
I've listened to about an hour of it and legitimately I had to turn it off. I found it so cringe.
Really, yeah.
I found it just really cringeworthy.
Yeah.
I just found it really... So there was a bit, right, where, right at the beginning, 3 minutes in, they get onto grooming gangs.
Right.
So they go from diversity to grooming gangs, and they talk about grooming gangs, which is obviously bad, and then they go, and that is why...
Good source of income, though.
Yeah. And they go...
Needs must.
And that is why diversity is a bad thing. And it's like, sorry, what? What?
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, you can't go. Grooming gangs are bad, so therefore diversity is bad.
Yeah, no, we only want British homegrown paedophiles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like it's not like we didn't have any pedos. It's just we put all ours on telly.
Yeah.
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 There's no police officers sitting down and going, "Listen, bad news. Your daughter has been groomed and used by several men. That's terrible. Asian men." Do you know
They were white. Oh, thank fuck. Oh, thank fuck, it's fine.
If only the Romans were still here building those straight roads.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. So how did you get propositioned by a paedophile? Sorry, I feel like we slept on this.
No, like I think like there's definitely more in that.
It was just OnlyFans.
So you said, can you pretend to be 13?
13, yeah.
How did he want you to pretend to be 13?
Was there like know.
Right, was it, I assume you shut him down
scared.
There.
I was scared. I was scared that it was all a ruse to get me or something.
Oh, wait, is it illegal for you to pretend to be 13?
I don't know.
I don't think it will be.
Probably
but it's,
not.
It's not cool.
I just wouldn't feel good about it.
Yeah, that's fair.
It is weird. But it's weird because you're not doing anything wrong, really. In fact,
and you might be actually protecting a child.
Yeah, yeah. Morally, you could argue that you're actually...
Like, that's about, like, you could even... Have you heard of Malka? Is it Malka? It might not even be Malka. But where they hide cameras in the toilets and that, and then film people, like girls, weeing and that.
I've not heard of this. I think we've seen some of the videos.
Yeah, but like without their consent.
Yeah.
That's like a type of porn as well.
Yeah.
But like what if you faked that and then sold it, but it was just
It's hard to tell, isn't it? Because like on one hand, if someone's already into that and like they're obsessed with that and they're like, they desperately want that, like giving them a fake version of it, it might be like methadone to a smack
addict.
They're
knockoffs, isn't it?
But... What you also might do is someone who's curious about it then might get into it and you might pull them down that path. It's like it's not a clear moral thing,
true,
is it?
Yeah.
It's like sex dolls for pedos. Could we give them a little child sex doll?
So I would say this. How about this? How about this for a genuine, legitimate government policy, right?
Yeah.
So if
I don't think this is going to be genuine.
So if you're a pedo, you get to sign up.
One a month. That's all you're allowed.
You get to sign up online.
You get your 10th one free.
So I'm defo a pedo.
You're going to need some security on that database.
Oh, yeah, I'll be signing you up 10 times in a row.
Yeah, this is...
God, this Rob Mulholland guy is keen. You get to speak to somebody, basically, in confidence and say, I'm a pedo. And they ratify it. And what they do is, if you agree to wear like a tag, right? Mm-hmm. And to have your computer monitored, mm-hmm. and to sign up to the database, then they will give you like a really realistic child sex doll.
Yeah, like a robot. Like if robots were good enough to make sex dolls out of one of them.
Right,
like,
yeah, totally. And you can program it however you want.
I want to watch Dora the Explorer. Like this.
That's awful.
Yeah. I love how we're good enough to build a robot like that, but it still does that voice. Maybe that was like a special request.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I've done the hands wrong.
but legitimately, who's that hurting?
Yeah.
Does that not make the world a safer place for everyone?
Maybe.
I think it does. But, like, it's...
Who wants to be the one to propose this policy?
It's a risky package, isn't it? Like, and, yeah, and a lot of, like, mums and that are fuming, trying to stop people from posting their kids on TikTok and that now because, like, pedos are watching.
But I think that's such bollocks. It's like...
They'd be watching outside otherwise. Yeah. Like, what's the difference?
There's some stuff on TikTok, though, that you go... Jesus fucking wet. You
more
know, like,
of that.
I got...
I like.
Can I super like her? Is that just Tinder?
If I watch it five times, the algorithm will get it.
I leave it running, then I get to bed.
Yeah. Right, just this, please.
Yeah, some of the shit on TikTok you look at and you're like, hang about, my comedy set got banned because I said the word cunt. Mm. And yet here is somebody, I mean, that is as close to fucking porn as it could possibly be.
Yeah, but surely if you're a nonce, right, just like a kid doing a little dance isn't going to be enough for you. Right, like, you know, like, I'm into adult women, and an adult woman doing a sexy little dance ain't gonna be enough for me to crank one out. It might give me the idea to crank one out, but I'm gonna look at something a bit more, you know, more intense.
The naughtiness of it, though, that makes some jizz in it.
You've sold me.
See, I actually need less more than more, really.
What?
Like, so when I'm having it, sometimes
like, put your ankle away.
So sometimes I'll have an imagination wank.
Oh, I can't do that. My mind's too scatty.
No, but I like to do it once every in a while.
That's like a factory reset.
Yeah, so that I know I can still do it. Do you know? Because I don't want to get to the point where I'm thinking and then I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't do this anymore. So I want every 2 weeks. It's like, for example, when I went to Asia, I learned how to use chopsticks. Now...
I'm really worried where that was going. We're having a little pedo chat. Yeah. All right, so when I went to Thailand...
I can really vividly remember that.
And I learned how to use chopsticks, and now, every couple of weeks, I'll have a wank using chopsticks, just to...
It's the only way I can grip your little dick, isn't it?
And because like, you go, oh, he has like a spring roll as
well. Yeah, exactly. Oh. It's like, trust Freddy to make wanking involved first.
Dip my dick in Szechuan sauce. No, but the thing is I don't want to lose that skill. Right,
skill.
So I don't want to lose this. I don't want to lose the skill of an imagination wank. Yeah. So every once in a while,
you're making
I'll
it sound like you're doing stepovers.
But the thing is, though, like knowing how to use chopsticks is handy in case you're ever in like a Chinese restaurant and they don't have.
Yeah.
Like, and so is knowing how to imagination.
This is what I mean. Like in case you never have porn or something ever again, is that what you want to keep the skill for?
Just because I want the skill. Do you know what I mean? Like, I just want to have it there.
Do you put it on your CV in there?
But when I can imagine, like,
pretty good at imagination.
You know, like secretaries put their type in per minute. Yeah. I put my length of imagination. Yeah. Wank can make a 6 minute reset in his head.
Yeah.
But when I have an imagination wank, I'm not thinking about fucking Margot Robbie noshing me off. Hmm. I'm thinking about some arse I saw in the chippy.
Yeah. But it's more the chippy though. Yeah.
I'm thinking of like
exactly just the smell of fat.
Yeah, there's an arse there, but look at all that fish.
Oh. Yeah, that fish isn't the only thing I'm battered.
He saw a naked woman in the greengrocers, but it's all the veg puts him off. He's like, No, see, when I am like, you know, if I'm in like a, I've been like, when I've been on tour or something, like I might be in a hotel where there's no Wi-Fi or whatever, can't get on. So then, you know, then I might, but like, I would go to more like memories. I'd go through, you know, the like, I'd go, I'd go back to my days when I was single and free. Remember all the random skanks.
No, I like to think of like a random bum.
Yeah.
Just an arse you've seen out and about. Well, isn't that a concerning thought for all women?
Yeah.
You might be in Freddie's imagination, wank, if you've ever been near.
Why is that concerning?
See, I don't think women want to be in your wank, mate.
Some of them see it as a compliment.
Yeah, but not the ones that you're doing it to.
I should ask.
Yeah, you should ask, yeah. Excuse me, love. Right, you don't know me. But later, I've got a bit of a skill. Yeah. Right, I'm a skilled man. Yeah.
Skilled worker.
I have a very specific skill.
Yeah, every Thursday during lockdown, I was out clapping. It can imagination wank. Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm going to wank over you tomorrow and you tomorrow. Oh, yeah,
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will have a wank over you.
So if Freddie's ever about, just watch your backs then. Is that
right,
what
okay.
Saying?
Watch your backs, so here's a question. I'll ask you this, Amy, right? So if you knew that some random person was, let's say somebody who's a comedian that you know but don't really know.
Say he's a big fat cunt, this
having,
comedian.
No, right. Let's say they're having wanks over you.
Yeah. He's seen you in the rather, chivvy last night.
Would you rather know or not know?
Not no.
Yeah.
There you go.
See? When I had me all my clients and that, I'd happier with them having like grey avatar.
Yeah,
faces.
Like so it's not human.
It feels like a game then, doesn't it? Feels yeah. like the yeah, sexy yeah, Sims
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I get you. Although, like any woman over a 7, I'd be delighted to know.
See, that's it. Because most, I'd rather just keep it anonymous, then I don't have to have nightmares about.
I get it. Like, once you've seen someone's face, you can picture their cum face.
Yeah.
So, you're on OnlyFans then?
No, not now.
No, but you used to be.
Yeah.
How does it work?
So, it's you have to get people to your website. So, you have to, like, promote on other places mm-hmm. like Twitter or Reddit. And you have to, like, advertise yourself and be like, here's my fanny, come and have a look.
Here's my fanny.
Is that your picture? It's Northern Porn.
It's reek good in here.
Come and have a look at me rats.
It's mad, though, some of the places you have to post it, because it's... With Reddit, you have to have like been going a certain amount of time.
Yeah, you have
on there
to post certain things. Yeah.
So it's like,
and you have to post so many things before you post one self promotion
yeah.
and all that.
And
shit,
you have to
it?
Get yeah, verified yeah. on other things to post in other people's things, and so you have to. That's complicated.
I'll tell you what. There's nobody alive with a more false sense of power than a Reddit moderator.
Oh, God, they are the worst.
Yeah.
Dear God, this breaks rule 4, and this is your first warning.
Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah. I'm banned from r/funny.
I'm banned from r humour for posting a video that I made. They were like, so I was like, right, so let me get this straight. If I find someone else's video and post it, like, that's fine. But if I make it, bad.
Yeah.
And it's like, there's already a system on Reddit for whether people like it or not. They upvote it or downvote it. Yeah. If you post something shit that no one wants to see, gets downvoted. The system takes care of itself.
It's done, yeah.
But these little fucking incels, just like, they've got the tiniest bit of power and they fucking love it. Mm.
Yeah, very incel-y.
Yeah.
But the thing with the OnlyFans as well, though, like on Reddit, there's so many people just going like, is actual free pictures of me fanny?
Yeah, yeah.
That you
yeah.
like, if you're not willing to show any of that, it's like, what's your selling point?
It devalued like, the pussy.
I guess you devalued a pussy.
Supply pussy and demand, isn't it?
There pussy no inflation yeah. is going on. There's too much pussy that's been printed.
That's it, yeah.
I think with OnlyFans, though, you've got to buy into the person, haven't you?
Mm. Definitely, and that's why it's hard to do it in honesty.
Yeah. Did you get anyone who was like, you knew from your real life? Because I think that's what happens a lot.
I think I blocked the UK.
Right. But anyone with a VPN... Because that's the thing. Like, I think that happens a lot with like people on OnlyFans. Like, I was reading like a long read about where I like, speak to various people who tried OnlyFans.
Why do I feel like this is leading to a clip that you found?
No. Like, is this you? No. It was profiling two women. One of whom was like really successful on OnlyFans, and one of whom wasn't at all. And what happened to the one who wasn't successful was they signed up and like three blokes from their work fucking found it, and that was it. Basically, it was just a few people they knew. Then you've just sort of got all the downsides of doing porn without any of the benefit at that point, haven't you?
The best thing is to just, like, go for creeps, because then they don't want to admit that they're a creep.
Yeah.
Right, like, so if you make it proper weird.
You've got to niche something out, haven't you?
Yeah.
Right.
You've got to niche, like, you've got to get into, like, tentacle porn or some shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You've got to fucking get loads of dildos that look like
fucking adult baby over here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The nonce hunter.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do that, like, I'd be like, I'll be 13.
And when they turn up, like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Do you know what? There's a fair bit in being a dominatrix. Mm. There's a fair bit of money to be made. And that always feels less degrading if you get found.
Well, no, because you're in charge. I mean? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, you're kicking the shit out of people.
Because the ones where it's like, oh, that just feels more, because it's more submissive. Mm. It feels more passive. It feels more like you should be ashamed of it.
Right.
Whereas the dominatrix.
I think that's part of it, to be honest.
Yeah. Whereas the dominatrix thing is like, I'm owning it. I'm strong. I'm powerful. And so if it gets found by somebody, it doesn't quite have the same level of shame associated
with it. You're
already
like owning it.
Yeah, kind of does that make sense?
It makes sense. I mean, you know, obviously, like, neither of them should have any shame, but I agree. Yeah.
If I was a woman doing OnlyFans, I'd defo go down the dom route.
Yeah, you'd make fuck all money.
No, I'd make fucking shitloads.
I mean, you'd have to go for the BBW niche.
Totally, that's what I'd do. I'd have long,
like,
fucking...
look at me big fat tits.
Yeah, big,
but you eating
whites.
A battered sausage like...
Totally. I'd look like...
You make yourself a little set that looks like a chippy.
I'd like what a Jade Adams Edinburgh poster. That's what I'd look like. I'd try, and yeah, I'd cover myself in fucking like latex catsuit shit, show off the curves.
That's going to be sweaty.
Mm. Have like
show
a really
curves.
Really powerful looking makeup, and I'd have like a staff. How about that?
A staff,
yeah.
You fucking Gandalf.
Yeah. Like,
what are you doing with a staff?
Just come out of Wakanda or something like that.
Why are you having a staff for?
I think a staff would be a good look.
For the dominatrix.
Who wants to shag an old wizard?
Like a scepter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just know what, you don't think a scepter is a set. I fucking fist your ass with it. Do you know what I mean?
You can only fist with a fist.
On the end of the scepter.
Right, a big fist. Classic. I stand corrected.
Yeah.
And I'm a fist.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice. Hello. Fistles. Come on. Yeah.
Fistles.
Minerals.
Fistles. There yeah, there we go. Yeah, yeah. We're rolling. We're cooking now, guys. Come on. Yeah. Riffing.
All it took was a wand with a fist on.
Yeah. And my big fat body.
Yeah.
We had a porn star on recently, and he got asked to put a cactus up someone's ass. Yeah.
Was it Naked Marty by any chance?
No.
He couldn't pick it up, though, to put it in.
He couldn't fit it in, obviously.
I mean, he couldn't grab it.
How would you get it in?
That's the thing.
There's no sliding with a cactus.
You don't use the pot that it comes in, the little
terracotta
pot.
No, I think this guy wanted the fucking spiky bit.
But you'd use it surely like a butt plug, in that you'd use the pot as like the end and then just try and...
No, but it's like getting it in and just not going to happen, because you need something to like ease the bum all open. Yeah. And like the spike's just going to stick into the arse and it's not going anywhere.
What about if you used, you know, the... You know, sort of how you have like
a speculum.
Yeah, sometimes you have the clamps for your mouth, don't you, that hold your mouth in the...
Like the one on the cum selling shot lady.
Yeah. Use that, but for your bumhole.
I mean, probably.
That's a
that
technique that could work.
And
then you'd
ease...
You have to prop it up like a mine shaft.
Yeah.
Like putting bits of wood to
and
hold
then
it open.
Take it out, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because then you can't get the cactus out then, can you?
I think just don't shove a cactus up your ass would be the best advice.
Yeah, he was
advice.
A wild guy, that
Who
guy.
Are you to tell someone that, though?
Look, it's just advice, right? It's like, if you want to, you fucking go for it. Yeah. If you're an adult...
Send the video in as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, please do film it if you do it.
I would
just say it doesn't seem like the best idea.
No.
How do you get that fetish?
Oh, years of abuse.
Yeah. You got touched in a garden centre, didn't you?
Yeah, something spiky up his bum. Yeah.
Molested in the desert, maybe. Yeah. Had a horrible trip to Nevada.
Water! Mouthwash!
Water-based lube!
Fuck, mate.
But, you know, everyday things like that make me so glad that I don't have that.
It must be ruthless having, like, a fetish like that, innit? When that's, like, the only thing that'll get you off.
Exactly. If it's, like, that specific and you need that, fuck me.
Ruthless.
Mm. Yeah.
We thought of a new fetish the other day because people are taking, like, dead men's sperm. To
that was our first draft of the title for this.
Dead men's sperm.
Yeah, so Dean was like, oh, just lying there dead still.
Like pretending to be dead. Being
and
like,
Anton was like, we've got to get the sperm out.
It's only a matter of minutes before the sperm.
That's got to be a thing, though, pretending to be dead. Like getting a weekend at Bernie's, but a hand job in it.
Yeah.
That's got to be a thing, pretending to be dead, I'm sure. Yeah. Like, if you could imagine it, someone else has imagined it and
it's
they've fucking
34,
done it.
Isn't it?
Exactly, yeah.
If it's not there, you have to make it yourself.
Then it's rule 35, you've got to make it.
We're going to get... We were talking to Millie Dollar on a previous podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And we were talking about getting a sissy made for the studio. So she was talking about being doing a thing or something, and there was a sissy maid.
Yeah.
And I was saying I couldn't believe that there were people who would happily dress up in latex and clean this place for free.
Yeah.
Wow.
I honestly...
Maybe not for us.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe, I had a guy who was like, said he'd be a footstool for me.
Yeah.
But then I was like, right, come on then. Live
should do
show.
It for an episode, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He just chickened out.
Oh,
right?
What a pussy.
You're going to do it in a live all
mouth.
Show.
Yeah, all mouth, no stool.
There's different. God, I wish some of the videos that we saw were no stool.
Some of them are mouth and stool.
Yeah.
I genuinely think, though, that there's a difference, isn't there, between your biggest fantasy and actually doing it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, I think as soon as you come, everything goes, oh, what have I done here?
Oh, massively.
Every time.
Massively.
And especially, do you know what's the worst thing about one of them? Like, at least if you watch something like that might be a bit weird, and you come, you just go, turn that off.
Yeah, with that,
you're like, ah, oh, I'm just covered in shit now.
Yeah.
Like, and come.
There's got to be a moment.
Like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It feels like a weird thing to have to deal with after.
Exactly. Well, we watched a, there was a video that we watched in a previous one called Betty and Frank's Cow Shit Adventure.
I'll find it.
Go on, then.
And it was literally, it's just literally people fucking in cow shit. Like, loads of cow shit.
That's a horrendous file.
And it's like, just imagine how much cleanup that's needed.
Oh, that's a lot of shit as well.
Oh, yeah, it's loads of shit. Look, here they are.
Yeah. And Betty and Frank.
Imagine that being your garage. Look at his dick. There's cow shit.
I think they're at a farm.
How do people not get disease?
I know. That can't be good putting it in your mouth.
Fisteria.
Yeah, like, think of, like, the fucking... Like, they have got yeast infections after this, 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, but, like, is cow shit the best shit to be going in?
Horse shit is what you want. It's just grass.
Is it a horse?
Yeah. I suppose a cow's probably about the same. They just eat grass, don't they?
I
but it looks sloppy.
Grown through manure.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Why has he put a sheet down?
Yeah, like, what are you protecting there?
I mean, like, we're...
This is from manurefetish.com, by the way, if anyone wants any more.
How'd you, like, start this? Like,
I know.
Where does it start? Oh, all
Jesus, don't start again. All right, there
what
we go.
Happened?
Cow shit adventure.
What happened?
In
I think I can tell you how it finishes.
No, but, like, how does it start, the fetish?
Oh, again, like
growing up on farms and that, do you reckon?
Yeah,
that one?
Something like that. Yeah. Like, it's just, it's always something in your childhood, isn't it? It's always like something sparks it off. There's always like some sort of like, usually traumatic event, and then it's sort of like reclaimed by the brain and turned into something like
I think the girl that you fancy throws a cow pat at you and a bit of it goes in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
And you're like, oh, that's the girl that I fancy, cow poo. And then it just gets amalgamated.
Cow poo. Yeah.
And then it just gets amalgamated together.
Yeah.
Strange things going on out there, isn't there?
Yeah. Not seen Lauren in years.
But yeah, like, you know, I'm not surprised by anything anymore. Like, from the videos we've been sent in,
there's mad people out there doing everything, isn't there? Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
And look, if you're not hurting anyone else and you're all adults and into it, fucking, you know, more power to you. Go get involved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
You know, like, the cow shit, I don't know, it does seem unhealthy, but, you know.
Just seems a bit unhygienic to me.
Yeah. I think that is a fair complaint with, like, the cow shit adventure.
Yeah, just like getting it inside. You know,
this
like,
is it. It's all over his knob and then you're putting it in her. Like, that can't be good. Look, I am no fanny doctor. I'm just a keen amateur. Right.
I am no fanny doctor.
Yeah. You can tell because I didn't know the word gynecologist.
Like, you needed to straighten that out.
I just wanted to be clear. I know a lot of misinformation gets shared on podcasts.
Yeah. So, you know, Rob's got a PhD in fanny doctorate.
I've got an honorary doctorate, you know, from all the years I've put in.
I once was in Edinburgh in 2014 with a comedian who was 17 years old. And he said, no word of irony, I've got a PhD in pussy.
Nice.
And I remember thinking, lad, you're 17. At best, you've got an AS level.
Yeah.
An SAT.
You got SATs. Fucking hell. A PhD in pussy.
I've got a PhD in pussy.
What was your thesis?
Yeah, what did your dissertation in?
That's mad. Jesus.
The sort of a... reset the whole podcast that little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what we were talking about before.
It's killer. Yeah. That's why we wait for the videos to be at the end.
Yeah, like, once you've seen them, like, there's no moving on.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you want to see more, we've got fucking hundreds.
We'll go at the end, innit?
Do you know what I think is funny? I was checking Twitter today and I saw loads of people, like comedians, being like, I would never do Joe Rogan's podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like,
you'll never get asked for
flight. Shut the fuck up.
I'll do it tonight. I will get on a plane now. Yeah. Like, it's the biggest show in the world.
I like that guy. I know, he's an older white man. And the devil now.
He's got some shit views, but so has most people.
No one's perfect.
But also, you've watched hours of him.
I know him.
Whereas people watch 30 seconds of and make an opinion about him and that. And it's like, you can do that with anyone, really.
And like, some of his podcasts are fucking awful. He does get some more horrible cunts on and he doesn't really challenge him. Yeah. But like, that's kind of his thing. He just talks to people and goes, oh, okay.
His thing is just some having a conversation with people.
He's not a journalist, and it's weird. Look, we've put him into this position of power.
Yeah. And he didn't expect this either.
Exactly.
He was like, I was just trying to be myself and with my mates, and now look.
We I've been chatting about different guests to get on the podcast, and one of the things that we want to try and do is to get different sorts of people on rather than just comedians all the time.
It's the thing you guys do on Mild High.
Something that a person that I really want to get on, but Rob is dead set against, is Katie Hopkins.
I knew you were going to say that.
I get why you want to get it on.
Yeah.
But I think she's physically wouldn't want to talk to her.
Exactly. No, I think she's a cunt. I don't want to give her any oxygen.
But someone had that. Do you know that woman that's now black?
Sophie Anderson. Oh, no, sorry.
Oh, Rachel Dolezal.
The German woman.
The German woman.
Who was on this morning. And she's massive boobs.
Right.
Transracial. Now she's fully. Dye their skin black.
She's done the reverse Michael Jackson.
Dark as well. Yeah. It's
shagging older.
She's gone Stormzy dark.
Really dark. And it's interesting though, isn't it? To be to talk and be what's going
on?
That's
interesting because they're a mental. Katie Hopkins is actively harmful for other people. She's just toxic, a horrible cunt. I just think she's a cunt.
Yeah, but we could call her a cunt.
Yeah, I'll call her a cunt now. I don't have to have her here. Katie Hopkins, you're a fucking cunt. Put it on Twitter.
But I feel as though having her here and calling her a cunt is funnier.
You do views, it gives views.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're getting one of her mates on, though, is the thing, right?
Katie Hopkins?
Yeah, one of her mates. I can't remember his name. Ah, shit, I've forgotten his name. Stephen something. He used to host Fat Families, and a clip of him doing intros went viral recently.
I think we watched a clip last night of a woman on the couch going, get me a pack of discos. And he's like, what, more food?
Yeah, yeah. He's really mean to fat people. So I've invited him on to talk to Freddie. But it turns out he's doing a tour with Hopkins. So this was to maybe get her on. And I was like, nah. Just don't want to.
I mean, if you got the chance, though, maybe for the second section, just to show her the videos.
Thank you. I think it'd be funny to have her on. I don't like her as a person. No, I don't think that she's good in any way.
I just thought she'd fucked off a bit, and I think that's good. I think just let her drift off.
But
I understand that.
Her being on Dead Men Talking is not going to revitalise your fucking career, is it?
I don't want to even help it a tiny bit. Fucking hate. I just don't want to. She's not going to be a fun chat. No. She's not going to be a hangout where I'm like, hey, so Katie, you're an evil bitch.
And you say something as a joke, and she's like, definitely.
Exactly.
I was only joking, Katie.
She comes on and she goes, I've got a joke for you all to start.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did the Romans Jesus Christ.
I think it could be great marketing and definitely a viral potential if you just call her a cunt. Price are you willing to pay?
I've had a problem with this recently. I called a load of right wing people cunts, and they went for a roast of Count Dankula, and they didn't play the video because it was too offensive.
Genuinely, yeah, yeah, yeah.
What about?
I got cancelled. Bad that.
I know, from the free speech roast, I got cancelled. Yeah.
What about, right? Different idea. Yeah. We get Katie Hopkins on here,
and then just burn the building down.
No, we get her here, and then we just ignore her. We don't talk to her. We just do the podcast, just me and
she just talk
sat
about
there
her
fuming,
and she's sat there. And every once in a while, we'll go like this.
We'll just turn her mic off.
Yeah. Or we'll go like this, like we look like we're about to involve her. We go. So anyway, Rob.
Yeah, we'll just tell it like what we do is right. We do like if you just wait there, we do a bit of an intro where we just talk for a bit and then we bring you in.
Yeah.
And then just after an hour and a half, be like, right, cheers, Katie, off you fuck.
That'd be boss. Spend the whole hour just fucking shitting on it as well. Yeah. Just going, have you seen this interview Katie Hopkins done? And watch it going, she fucking give me that sick bucket.
Find that photo of her like, shagging someone in a field. Yeah. You remember when she got busted shagging someone in a field?
Yeah,
man. She got busted shagging someone in a field.
Yeah. There's pictures.
Right wing women are always dutty.
Yeah, to be fair, I've shagged two at least Nazis in my life.
Yeah.
I found out afterwards on one of them. One of them, I went back to their room and they had a screwdriver poster on the wall.
Oh, the band.
The band with a K in, like they're like a racist punk band. Yeah. She was this Italian goth and she was so fit. I was like, I'll just do a bad job. So like, you know, she didn't have a good time. But yeah, the other one, like I slept with someone and then afterwards I started talking about like crime statistics for black people. And I was like, oh Christ. And I was doing a sociology degree at the time. So I was very well placed to correct her.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I did on loads of stuff, but then it just made a really weird vibe. So I just had to get her to leave.
Yeah.
She was led in bed cuddling and she was like.
She was like, ah, bloody black people. Yeah.
Crazy. I tell you, rob a lot of things. Yeah. Like, what?
People.
I thought you're just gonna make me a brew or something. Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't got the internet. Oh. Oh yeah, I'm not connected to the Wi-Fi. All right,
I can give you the Wi-Fi code if you want.
No, well, it's all right. You imagine Katie Hopkins getting bummed in a field. Yeah. There we go. That's what it is.
She's getting bummed.
No, it's just, you know, adding a little flavour to it,
spicing it up.
A little something, something. I mean, spice up that public sex.
If you've got a picture of her arse in a chippy,
oh god, would you shout Katie Hopkins?
I would have done 10 years ago.
Right.
Not now.
Yeah. When you were 23.
Do you know I think he's quite fit now? Yeah. Jada France.
I know, you always say this. She was like the EDL woman.
I don't follow the EDL,
Freddie.
She looks like...
I've noticed you've not been coming to the meetings.
Yeah, sorry.
Why sign up, Dean?
I just wanted to hear the best Baird and Manning jokes and then I bailed out. That was what it was.
But yeah, she just looks like every mum on a council estate. She's not fit. Okay.
Yeah, nice. I quite like slug fit though, like slaggy fit. Do you know what I mean? Like, ooh, dutty fit. You know, like there's some sort of sexy where it's like
Nazis. I do it's all different.
The... Is it more dirty? Like, you know, the
yeah, but I like rough sex, so I like chucking somebody about a bit, and I feel like I'd be able to really fucking lean into those slaps if it was somebody that I didn't like very much.
Yeah, to be fair, I suppose you'd really put your weight into the punches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. Choke me, fucking with pleasure. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
You know, there's a nice noise at the end of that, so yeah. Like it was a wholesome thought. Yeah. You're strangling someone to death. Nice.
Yeah. My safe word is drowned in the channel.
Jesus wept. Fucking almighty.
Yeah, well, this is what you're fucking dealing with. If you're going to shag Nazis, you've got to confront the reality of it.
Let's do some Rwanda role play.
Yeah. Have you ever slept with a racist? Either of you? Are you aware?
She has.
Yeah.
Me.
No. You've got too many tattoos to be doing this, mate. Like, you know, you've got a prison vibe about you, lad.
I didn't wear prison grey.
I know,
as
in your grey jumper. Yeah.
As far as I know, none of them were racist.
Yeah. They might out be. Themselves. Yeah.
There was no like swastika flags on the wall or nothing like that.
Yeah. I mean, if it was earlier in the conversation, I would have bailed. But,
so,
have
you found out before with the Italian goth? Yeah. So you walked in and there was
she was very fit. So like she was like, you know, so she was like a special case.
When does it balance out? Like where?
Well, there's a clear curve. There's a clear curve, isn't there? Like, you know, if like you've got to be more fit than you are racist. Mm. You know. And if you are, and like,
really, you think that's where the curve is,
that's
Rob?
That's my curve.
That you have to be more fit than racist,
yeah.
As opposed to being more racist than fit, and going, well,
no, my type,
not right. No,
my type is really ugly, heavily racist. Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to Bolton.
Yeah. Like, I guarantee that
I want my women to have the Hitler mustache. Yeah.
It will do when I'm finished. Yeah. Like screech in that video.
Dirty Sanchez. Yeah,
but I will guarantee that I will not give a racist an orgasm. Or any woman.
So you justify it. Yeah. Well, I shagged her, but she didn't come.
Yeah. So
you want to you want to think about inclusivity a bit more, darling.
Yeah. Next time, if you want to let immigrants come, then you can.
I'll find your clitoris when you find your moral compass.
Yeah. I'm into open borders and minges.
Open minges.
Open minges, my favourite kind.
And it's more ideal if they're open, isn't it?
Like, yeah. I mean, like open source, like software, you know, like anyone can get involved, tinker around a bit. Do you know what open source software is?
I just found it disturbing what you said.
I was just checking whether you knew or you were just upset.
I think it was more disturbing than hilarious.
You wouldn't shag it?
What? Open source? Open source vagina? No. Yeah. I want me to have the sole access to it.
Oh, no.
That's why I don't really like...
I want a fucking soldier. I want a professional with me. We're going to war.
They've done the 10,000 hours.
Exactly, mate. Yeah.
I don't like the idea of swinging or polyamory and stuff like that.
Well, I like it up until the point someone shags my missus.
Have you ever been to a swingers place? We were looking at one. There's one in Birkenhead.
Oh, mate, don't sound Birkenhead.
Sick in there. We're not going to go and shag people, but we want to just go and see what the fuck what's going on in there.
There's like dungeons in there.
Go record a podcast.
But it looks nice though. Yeah. Like it looks like
the
Clientele
will be different though.
There's a room,
that's what I'm looking forward to.
A doctor's room as well.
Doctor's room.
Yeah, you can go like role playing.
But like I watched a documentary about swingers clubs where they were like. They were talking about who comes and they're like, our average is 19 men for every woman.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's not a ratio I want to get involved
in. So you're only allowed one single man for every, one single heterosexual man for every couple.
Right.
Something like that to keep the numbers down.
Right, so if you two went, you'd have to pick me or Rob.
Yeah. I was going to take James Allen.
Amazing.
Because
that'd be amazing.
Yeah. The problem is, I don't feel like I'm going to get a good swap because I'm going to turn up with my fit missus, right? And I'm like, am I going to be trading up or down? I feel like I'm going to be going down.
Yeah, but you don't have to do anything, do you?
What's the point in going?
It's not like Fight Club. Like, if it's your first time, you have to shag.
Get involved,
because you're like looking at all this, don't you, about doing it? Like that, isn't it?
Yeah, but in a different way, right? The enjoyment I get from these sort of things isn't like, I'm not like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, I'd watch a lot less Naked Martin if he was just in the corner
wanking
off.
You could smell it.
Yeah, exactly.
But that's why I like Naked Attraction and that, because it's just like, what he's doing?
Give me £3,
said Rob.
Yeah. Yeah, are you doing it like a little bedtime story?
Yeah, I'm doing it in the third person.
All right, yeah. Join us on Patreon if you're enjoying this.
Said Rob as he scratched his itchy, disgusting skin.
I didn't scratch myself, though, at all.
No,
but you can't just like...
That's
a
cue for you
too. That's fake news.
Should we try it again, then?
No, we've done it now.
Explained Rob as he looked into the camera wistfully and wished his dad would come home. Give us £3 a month for Patreon. If you enjoy Dead Men Talking, then why not become a patron? It's £3 a month. You go over to patreon.com/deadmentalkpod, and by signing up you get an extra episode every single week, access to all the extra content that we put out, Rob's punishment set, the live roast shows. You get access to the Discord
where
we keep all the videos and stuff. It is genuinely, it's always called the best value Patreon in the game we're not a podcast that does tiers. We're not one of these £3, £5, £10,
because we can't be arsed.
£3, you get fucking everything for that, and you help to support us. Your money helps keep this podcast going,
because it is hard to get sponsors for this.
Bloody impossible.
Yeah,
who'd have thought?
We had Manscaped for 2 weeks.
Explained Rob as he thought about all the times in his life where people had pretended to love him, to be close to him. Mm-hmm. Why are you smiling at that?
It's nice. It's like I take him pretending, you know.
Said Rob's mum as she faked yet another orgasm.
Right, who's badly shagging my mum in this story?
Said Rob to the queue of men outside his mum's door.
I've inept men. Anyway, gives £3. Let's get back to it.
Said the men... Oh, Naked Attraction is fucking
it's
insane.
It's one of my favourite shows ever.
Yeah. So sometimes, Naked Attraction, they'll go on Naked Attraction and they will have a demonstrably small cock.
I know. And like, what are you doing on the cock judging show?
And it's like,
it's like, it's fine having a little dick, but on there.
You must know that you have a tiny penis. Yeah. You must know. You must have watched porn. Or someone must have said at some point, it's like people who can't sing going on X Factor. It should be Simon Cowell going,
we're going to have to put you in a group.
Maybe they're into small penis humiliation and that's why they go
Yes.
On. Do you know what? There was
that is a very good thought,
There was a comedian who went on Naked Attraction.
There was. Well, a guy from Leeds.
Yeah, he's not a comedian.
No,
really.
But he was like the local mental in Leeds.
Yeah, he was like the, you know, every once in a while, every scene, every scene creates their own weird shit open spot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was him.
Yeah,
basically.
And like the day that happened, the Yorkshire comedian WhatsApp nearly fucking exploded.
Yeah.
Right? Like I was out busy doing something, and I got back to like I put my phone on. I had like 40 notifications of people tagging me. Like, how has Rob not seen this yet? And I was like, fuck!
He's a really as well. Without being horrible, he's a really pathetic looking person.
That's so horrible.
Yeah, no. Well, it is horrible, but it's
how is that not a horrible thing to say? I'm not being horrible or anything, but you're pathetic.
Yeah, your entire existence is worthless.
Oh, well,
not being horrible.
I'll take the nice out of that.
He looks pathetic. So okay. It's not like, for example, like
he wasn't a stud.
But even if you got like a big fat comic. That it's like, you know, like
some people might be into that if they've got a charismatic fat dad.
But
you know?
Honestly, he's got the body of like a sickly boy,
right? Yeah,
I've got leukemia, like that kind of body. Do you know what I mean?
Like he looks like he should be wearing striped pajamas.
Jesus. So he went on it, right? And I think he was quite clearly the least endowed and worst one.
Mm-hmm.
But the woman who was on it had, she was very self-aware of what she was doing.
Yeah.
And she didn't want to be like, well, that looks like a little boy's penis. Yeah. So no. So she kept him for like the first round.
Right.
Yeah, I hate when they do that. Yeah.
Just get rid of the, you don't want the little knob.
Yeah. Just say that.
And maybe you don't want the enormous one. That's fine. Like, maybe you're like scared of it. That's okay.
It is,
but you definitely don't want the tiny
one. It is very weird logic, isn't it? To be like, well, he has got a very small childlike penis, but let's see what his belly button looks like.
Yeah.
But maybe you fall in love with someone and then you find out they've got a little dick and you're like, you know what? I love this person. We can work around that. We can make things work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're just judging them off the knob,
which is
and you
the
don't know
is.
Anything yeah. else about yeah. them, you don't want the
yeah,
little
yeah,
knob.
Yeah. yeah. No. And yeah. their excuses are so stupid as well. Yeah. Like yeah. that constellation of freckles, ate it, get rid of that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like, no, you don't like the little knob.
Yeah.
Or there'll be guys that are like a vagina that looks like it's exploded. You know those fannies that just go like that and they're just everywhere.
Yeah.
Be like that, but and on like a really fat, weird, misshapen body. And they'll be like, oh, well, I just don't think we
don't think our personality's
yeah,
gonna match.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel like she'd like to say it and watch TV, and I'm more of an outdoorsy guy.
Yeah. I'd love to go on there and just be honest and be like, her flaps are minging. Get her gone. Yeah. They're droopy as shit. Fuck off.
I'd love to see.
I'm not
that.
Fucking Billy Burham.
My favourite bit on Naked Attraction is the bit where when they get voted off, they have to do the little spin.
Yeah.
And then it's so awkward.
I've got
like,
some of them on my phone.
Of what they do. Because like they spin, because they speed it up as well.
Mm.
So obviously in real life, they're just slowly spinning round naked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it cuts at the end.
Like
and
a
like,
kebab.
But I've tried
it's like,
it.
Oh, so awkward.
And
like,
it's hard like deciding what you're going to do at the end of the spin.
Yeah.
Like, and you have to just do it. And
yeah, I'd finish,
I get why it's awkward.
Take the knee. Spin one knee.
Nice.
Head down. Like I've just won a bronze medal in the 70s.
Fucking hell.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like when I shagged that Nazi, I took the knee before I went down on her.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Just thought I'd even it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
This one's for Kaepernick.
You fisted her, but it was the Black Lives Matter.
Yeah,
fist.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just like, yeah, when Black Power, posh. I told her it was a Nazi salute. She didn't know I'd clenched.
It has to be a Nazi salute to get in, though, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's it. On the
that's
way in.
Tricked it in.
Yeah, Nazi on the way in, Kaepernick on the way out.
For fuck's
Fucking oh, Nazi Jesus. In the streets, Kaepernick in the sheets. anyway, this kid who went on Naked Attraction.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Adult, to be clear.
With a pathetic body.
At the end of it, he was like, I've just had a great time.
Yeah.
I've just
like he's been time. On Family Fortunes. Yeah. I've had a lovely day.
Yeah. I've got the spa weekend. I've got the washing machine. He's just like, I've just had a lovely time. Yeah. I've just had a lovely time. It's just like, say what you're thinking, which is, well, this was a mistake. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
or he's just made up. He got his dick out in front of strangers.
Yeah.
He might have always wanted to like expose himself to people, and now he's done like it. And now he's like, "I had a fucking boss time." Now.
Well, to be fair, he did stand up for 3 years, and he was shit at it, so he was into public humiliation.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he got a pathetic body.
Yeah. It just seems like a baffling choice to me. Like, I don't think I'll ever get me knob out on telly. I don't think there's enough.
If you want to go on like a reality TV show like that, which one are you going on?
Well, they have psoriasis on embarrassing bodies. But like, look, I've got a bit of a scabby head. Is that enough?
No, I don't think so. I don't think
would you do like, The Island or something? One of them. I feel like you'd want to go on holiday, wouldn't you?
Yeah, what I'd want to do is one of the shit ones no one watches, so it doesn't impact your life that much. So like, The Island would be fine. That'd last for 3 months and everyone would forget you know.
I'd do SAS Who Does Wins.
Would you? Yeah. That would be hilarious. Yeah. I'd love to watch you do 10 seconds of a boot camp.
I'd like the idea of Ant Middleton having a go at me and me going, do you know what, Anthony? Yeah. I don't respond well to bullies.
Haunted.
I really want to do Haunted. I get so obsessed, right? I've got massive, I know my strategy.
What's your strategy? So for those people, by the way, that don't know what Haunted is a British UK show where you have to evade capture for like 3 weeks,
yeah,
isn't
it's
it?
Like 3 weeks.
And these people are like professionals at finding and catching people, and they get access to all the police equipment, and they get access to like the fucking cameras on the motorways and stuff for like motorway recognition stuff. Yeah.
They pretend they're the police, basically.
Yeah. So you've got to basically evade capture from the police for 3 weeks. I've got my strategy. Yeah. What's yours?
So mine is like very multi-layered, right? What is very important...
like a cake.
What is very important is like what people always fuck up is they always like... they might get a burner phone, but then they call someone they know and then just go, oh, right, this random number's called them, so that's going to be where they are.
Yeah.
So you need... Everyone you need to contact has to have a burner for a start. You have to have completely separate numbers and anyone you might need to contact.
Okay, so
and you have several burners, and where I'm leaving these burners for me that I'm going to rotate through is in a series of cheap cars I leave hidden around the country. Right.
So already you've spent about 15 grand.
My plan is probably going to cost more than the prize money, but I'm doing it for the pride. Oh. Right?
It's not a win, isn't it?
So wait a minute. You're saying that you could evade police capture for 3 weeks. If it cost over £100,000.
No, right, it's not going to cost £100,000. I'm going to buy like 4 or 5 cars for like £300 each. Okay. Right? So leave them...
shite cars. Like, yeah.
Exactly. Leave them scattered down country lanes in the middle of nowhere.
So that's £1,500.
Right.
Plus all your phones.
I need to find...
another 250
about
quid.
Five different lanky bearded men. Right? Because I'm going to put them all in a van. And this is the first stage of my plan. Wherever I'm dropped off, I've got to get to this van. And when we get in it, we're going to drive somewhere where there is a camera and then we're all going to scatter. Right, and then I've got decoys on the run.
I feel like the police would already be watching that van.
Nah, the van's hidden, mate.
No, five fellas who look like you in one van, the police would be like, watch that one.
All right, fair enough, yeah. I would really like to do it, so you have decoys running around the place and I'm just at home the entire time.
Yeah,
and, like,
yeah,
that'd be fucking great, being the attic. But like, it's all about decoys, it's all about having layers in between you. And like, the way to get around the country as well, if I can't get anywhere, go to any comedy club.
So
and just go, drive me somewhere.
Yeah, you've got a unit of like
then there's no phone tracing, I could just go to a comedy club, go, whoop. And also, there's another layer.
Oh, okay.
There's another layer.
The third layer.
I'm going to film some sets in comedy clubs and pretend I'm there on that night and then put them up like their lives. Yeah. So they like go there, whilst I'll also be at another club doing a set, filming that and putting it up.
Cash in hand as well to pay for one of your
exactly,
cars.
Exactly, mate. Yeah. So I've got a fucking source of cash.
Yeah. And then the hunted like, people are like, Rob's just put another set up of his comedy. Like, oh, I'm not watching.
Let him go.
Put it on mute. Find out where the thing is, but mute it. See, my idea is actually completely the opposite of yours.
Right.
And it's much...
Just stay still.
It's much better.
Yeah, I imagine...
Don't get out the van.
Yeah.
Just drive us home there, fella. Bored already.
Get out the van. Imagine just hiding.
You go off chasing everyone else and you're still in it. Like, fuck, I got away with it.
So, Right, my plan, and this is the best part, it's better than yours.
Right.
Okay. So, my plan is to get a canal barge.
Mm.
Okay. So slow.
Yeah.
Well, this is it. But here's the thing, right? The way that they fuck up on Hunted is they either stay somewhere that's really easy to be caught in, or they move around. They go, right, okay, I'm going to live in the woods for 3 weeks, and they can't do it because they're wet and miserable and they're fucking hungry as shit. And they might be able to survive for one or two nights, but eventually they're going to flush out.
Mm.
Have a canal boat packed full of shit.
Mm.
You can stay there. You can keep a low profile, but you can always keep moving.
Yeah. What happens if they get on your trail once, there's no backup plan. There's no cameras on fucking canal. Yeah.
It's a good idea, but it'd be shit to watch. Just you on a canal boat.
I also don't think it's that good an idea.
Crisp because for 3 weeks. Because like, you still haven't found Freddy.
How have you got this canal boat with no trace to you?
It was like cash in hand.
Cash in hand canal boat.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I imagine
they also put out loads of things of like, if you've spotted a big fat cunt, ring us in. There's grasses everywhere.
So here's the thing, I shaved my head and I shaved my beard. Instantly looked totally different.
Get one of them.
Still look like a big fat cunt.
With a bikini woman on it.
There you go.
Yeah, nice. Stick your beard to your head.
Stick me beard.
That's what you should do.
Stick my head to my. Yes.
You look like Kramer.
Get a little glasses.
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
And then wear a corset. That sucks everything in.
Right, I think people on a canal might spot this person. I think you might stand out in rural England.
What do you mean?
Big fat cunt in a corset.
With his beard glued to his head.
No, but the corset is underneath.
Trying to buy a boat with cash in hand.
It's no.
Sure. Why has that fella got such an hourglass figure? To be fair, your size would be a fucking weak glass.
I would wear the corset the way that a lady would wear a corset in like Jane Austen times. I wouldn't wear a corset like idiots wear a corset.
So
you've
got like big hooped skirts and stuff as well.
You what?
You got big hooped skirts.
Petticoats.
Yeah. How are you getting out to do the locks in a petticoat?
So I think I'm trying to evade the hunters on a penny farthing now.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would ride a canal and cross dress like I'm in Bridgerton. And do you know what? There'd be so many, because of the way that tolerance and equality is, there'd be people going, don't look at him. Don't look at him. Yeah. Don't catch his eye.
No, again, you forget, like, tolerance in that might be in the city. In the sticks, they're going to be like, look at that fucking weirdo.
Push him in the canal.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. They'll fucking burn you. Like, you go through the wrong bit of rural England. They are not going to tolerate that.
I still think that a canal's the best shout. Because, again,
it's a good part of the plan, but you need more to it. Because, like, if they get on that trail.
There's so little surveillance, and you can put enough food there to last 3 weeks.
There is security cameras down canals, though. There's, like, pubs and stuff down it. They've caught people on canal paths multiple times on the show. So, like, it's not like you're invulnerable.
Underpasses and shit like that. Unless you scuba down the canal.
Yeah, that's
get in at one point.
Live underwater.
I'm going to live underwater for three weeks. That's my plan.
The worst one I've seen, there was a celebrity one. Who was it? It was some like newsreader or something. And she just went to her gated community where she's got a holiday home and just didn't let them in. So the security was just like, no, you can't come in. They're like, what? She's in there. And like, just wouldn't let him in.
Looking at them going,
she stayed there for like a few days. Yeah. She was there for a while with the hunters outside.
So funny,
and then eventually fucked off out,
Did you see the one with the autistic lad and his dad?
Yeah.
I think that was the best moment in British television.
No, what was that?
So they was just both like a bit helpless about it. And they was like, you know what, we're going to separate because I don't want to slow you down. He was like, we're probably going to both get caught, but let's try this. And they both ended up like winning.
Yeah.
It was just like running for the thing, and they see each other, and they're like, "Fucking
no way!"
And it's just like it was so sick. It was amazing.
My favorite ever though there was a series where the show started. They drop them out of the van, and this woman just went to the coach station, got on a coach to London, and they just waited for her at the end. that was it. They were like, "She's on a fucking coach." They were like, "She's gone to the." They've watched her go into the coach station, so they're like, "Right, what coach is she?" Okay, and they just got her. Like, just got her like that. So that was funny, it. Yeah. That was her whole thing.
She's probably on that coach the whole time going,
Yeah, she was. She was like, they're talking to her like, right, I'm going to be so far away that they're going to get me. And they were just waiting at
coaches
the end.
Coaches are so slow.
Yeah. And there's cameras on them. They can see you getting the ticket on the cameras. They can driving see where you're buying the ticket to. She used a card to buy the ticket.
Oh, dear God.
So, like, they're just like, all right, she's bought a ticket to London. So we'll wait for her in London.
Honestly, that, if that was my mum, that would be more degrading than her on Naked Attraction. I'd rather see.
Yeah. I don't know if they've got booths big enough for your mum.
I'd rather see her
sticking out.
What do you make a Jurassic Park sound?
I was squeaking.
I was
mean
squeaking the thing.
Squeaking.
I didn't mean to sound like a dinosaur.
She'd come up. She'd come up with the music and go do 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 do.
I really like every time I watch on it, I'm like, I'd love to do it, but I know it'd be such a horrible experience actually doing it. I'd be so stressed. I would overthink it so much.
Do you know it'd only be fun if you were guaranteed some money at the end.
Do you know what
like,
I'd do?
Even then, I'd be so stressed about it all the time. Here's I'd be what, like, I've got to be one step ahead. I'd be so paranoid.
Here's right. what we should do.
The stress isn't worth
it. You know what we should fucking do? You know what we should fucking do?
I don't like this.
Right, podcast collab, me and Rob, you two, another one, I guess.
if we want to get some people who are easy to beat. Yeah. Here, have a Monopoly game, go argue over that.
have a word if they wanted to, but they're too big for us now.
Yeah, they don't need us.
Right, here's what we do, we get loads of podcasts, right? And we do a race across the country.
Yeah, start at the top.
Start at the top.
No money.
Land's End, John O'Groats. No, you've got like a tenner.
Yeah.
To get Land's End, John O'Groats.
What are you doing for Scran? Like,
you've got to work it out.
Oh, okay.
You've got to work that shit out.
Yeah. That does sound fun to me.
I'm spending our tenner on food.
I know, this is it. He's going to spend the tenner before we've gone anywhere. He's going to be in the shopping station.
Do you know what? I'm going to spend the tenner.
Don't spend it at W.H. Smith's.
I'm going to spend the tenner just on cold cut meat.
We're just going to be walking down a motorway in the pissing rain with him just eating a packet of ham.
Yeah. Do you want some Bernard Matthews, Rob?
A vegetarian, you cunt! You didn't even get food I can eat.
Does sound like a fucking
How
boss
great
idea,
would that would be?
Yeah, or, like, give it a time limit, see who can get the furthest.
That'd be cool as well.
Like, you've got a week, see who can get the furthest.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. And we put it on... no point putting that on Patreon, is it? We just have to put it out there.
Yeah.
Might be something fun today.
Can people sponsor us and then we can all win the money at the end?
There's no money, it's just for
charity, maybe. We might have to do it for charity.
No,
I'm not doing it for fuck off. I'm not doing it for charity. I'm not doing it. I'm absolutely not honestly, I'd rather not do it. I'd rather not do it than to be like, guys, come on, please help us get a lift from London Stansted to so-and-so because we're raising money for MS.
Well, that's
fuck
what I'm
going
to say to people anyway, because otherwise the problem for us
I'm going
to
tell people
have you got a car big enough to fit us to it?
I'm going to tell people that you've got MS.
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, go on,
doing it on pod, but I will do it.
Do it.
Look, not all disabilities are visible.
Oh, really? That's what you're going to go with?
Yeah.
But MS is very visible.
Well, it can be. Mm. Yeah.
Finn from Have A Word does an amazing MS impression.
Yes, he did it the other day.
It's honestly...
He's done it for his GCSE drama project.
Yeah, and they all applauded. That's how backward Wales is.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Well, I'll save it for when we do it. Yeah.
Okay.
The race across the world.
If you guys are up for it, and we're up for it, guys, let us know in the comments if you're up for watching this content and which other podcast would you like to see?
Yeah.
So, right, should we shoot some fucking horrible videos?
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's go.
Right. I want to. Any off the back that you want to see? Are there any you're curious about? To be fair, I'll introduce you to Naked Martin.
That, by the way, is what we call our wall of demonetization.
Yeah. It looks like a serial killer's office.
Yeah, it's heavy, isn't it?
I'm familiar with Naked Martin because I had to follow him with the roast.
Yes, exactly. Yes, you did. You had to follow one of his videos, which was not an ideal position to be on a bill, I don't think.
No.
Right. I think this is the cum butty, actually. We'll start with that one.
Oh, cum butty.
Is this cum butty?
Would you eat this butty, Freddy?
No.
Is it still bread?
No.
Is it a butty, this one? I don't know what he's doing in this one, to be fair.
Yeah, this is cum butty, this.
I think it is.
So what's his deal?
I know a man who looks just like that man.
What do you mean, what's his deal?
Like, does he just love wanking and shitting and
yeah, basically,
pretty
like,
much.
You can hire him to do custom videos like the ones we had for our
like a cameo.
Roast. Yeah, essentially, but like you know, I don't think they have.
Can
this
I just
on cameo.
Say that the way he wanks freaks me out?
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Everyone's got their own technique.
Looks like I don't like that though. It looks like he's.
It looks like an ostrich is attacking his dick.
Like Rod Hull. Yeah. I read this out, Rod Hull. I don't wank at it. No, emu. No.
Yeah.
There we go.
Is that a fresh tattoo as well? A little bit of a...
Yeah, it gets fresh ink every now and again. Because actually now he's got a few other tattoos.
Yeah, it's he's only got, God may judge me.
He's got a Fulham tattoo now.
Fulham tattoo?
Yeah, he's also
made up, aren't
he? He likes Fulham and Everton.
I like
so he doesn't enjoy success. Here. There we go.
You say he's jutting onto something.
I mean,
yeah, that is winning.
It looks like cum that would taste awful as well.
I can't believe it's not cum.
Yeah,
imagine Martin is eating a lot of pineapple, to be fair. This is his business. He's a professional, you know.
Just straight in.
Straight in. Roll it up.
Loves it. Go ahead.
As someone who's ate a lot of cum, that doesn't bother me.
Yeah, it's different for you. Yeah. Suppose.
I find it disgusting.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd still think it was weird putting it on bread.
Yeah, I think it's the texture of the bread that upsets Freddie.
Yeah, it looks very dry.
And not enough.
Well, it's not anymore.
Yeah,
he's jizzed
it
up.
Look at the tip of his dick as well. Look how
sad
that is. Yeah,
no, there's still just a little bit.
Oh yeah, should mop that up with that little crust.
I'm sure he will. Yeah,
like a little gravy boat.
Yeah. There we go. So that's Naked Martin. He's a friend of the pod.
Seems like a nice guy.
But like, before we show you some more videos, is there anything that like because you two are fairly, I think, unshockable. Like, is there anything
goths,
that turns you? Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
not really.
Goths
I don't like... it's not going to make me be sick, mm-hmm. but, do you know, like, puss and, like, pimp... Like,
yeah, oh, yeah.
That type of shit is probably one of the only things that makes me go... Bruh.
What about right. What about smeg?
But not, like, let's... Like, on the, we've got... Well, here we go.
See, know, stuff like this is grim to me.
Oh, God.
Here we go. So this is a cow... Here, there's been. Yeah.
See, this is another reason to not eat meat, innit?
Yeah, that's what's in your burger. Right.
Doesn't bother me at all.
There's a second bit.
That looks delicious.
Does it like strawberry?
You won't drink a milkshake, let alone this.
No, I meant the skin.
That's murder.
It's,
Yeah.
It's somewhat.
But
it's
I'm not surprised you haven't got Naked Martin shagging that hole.
Oh, it's when it gets down to the end and it starts getting lumpy.
Yeah, very cottage cheesy.
I like this in the office.
See, that is like
the best bit is that bit doesn't
one
even
of the worst things for me.
You have to stab that as well.
Yeah, it's
I don't know what it is.
It's pretty brutal.
Like when Dr. Pimple Popper got massive and that, and it was a proper TV show. I was like, what enjoyment do people get out of this?
It is mad. Like, it's just there's something like satisfying about it. What like, about to get it? Smeg, like so.
Smeg's a tough.
Smeg's
one.
Grim, innit?
Here's a classic
there's
about
so
it.
So much smeg.
She's on the wall, this lady.
Honestly, it makes me so.
This is a fucking trooper. This woman here.
It makes me so unhappy knowing exactly how much is there and how little she wants to do it. Look how much she has to psych herself.
She's
up.
Like trying to smile.
Oh yeah, that's the worst bit.
That's the worst bit.
The worst bit's her face, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, obviously not wanting. Oh no, she's had a whiff.
There's just a moment where she's like, I love the like synth soundtrack that's been put on it as well.
Yeah.
It's like Blade Runner, isn't it?
I feel like I'm watching Stranger Things, do you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah, that's disgusting. That,
you'll never eat poutine the same ever again.
Have you tasted smeg?
No.
No.
Sound like something I had then, though.
No, I was just wondering like, what it tastes like.
Not great, I'd imagine.
But from the look of her face, it's not lovely, is it?
What was the scentism called? Smeg and Soldiers?
Smeg and Soldiers is just called, yeah. I like Smeg's Benedict, personally.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Because it does look a bit like Hollandaise.
I mean, it's just, it's grim, isn't it? It makes me more sad that she's like...
Like, how long has this guy not washed his knob to get
like
this amount of smeg?
She really doesn't want to be doing this.
No, who does?
No.
But, you know, no one wants to do a job.
There might be someone who does want to do it, because there's all this going on out there.
Yeah.
But she really looks like she's not enjoying herself.
Yeah, she's
and that's
no. Just, show us some new ones.
All right, I'll find a couple of new ones. Although, like, to be fair, I do want to show one that we showed yesterday. There's one in particular that I think is.
Oh, this is funny. This.
She's cut someone's dick off there or something.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
boyfriend private parts. Eh?
Your boyfriend private parts.
My friend, will you shut up and ask your question?
It's quite a fat little cock as well.
What's the backstory here?
Where's she cradling it?
You're heartless. You're wicked.
Oh, shit.
My brother, wonder shall never end.
Oh, no.
The guy yeah. where they see for a picture, in common.
Although everyone's just in crowded around to get a picture. No one's offering him medical attention.
Carry and go hotel.
He looks pretty chill as
I know, that's what's so mad, isn't it? He's just like, he must be in shock. Because he's just like, chilling.
I like the bit at the beginning where he goes, why have you cut off your boyfriend's private parts? That's my favourite bit.
And the man just grabbed the thing, use knife, come cut and force.
What's he done,
the worst case, besetting the man.
Oh, that is victim blaming right there. That is classic victim blaming.
Classic Dean Coughlin. What's he done? What was he wearing at the time?
I don't think it really matters, to be honest with you, like what he does.
Remember when someone, was it Sharon Osbourne, was laughing about someone cutting the dick off and throwing it in a garbage disposal?
Yeah.
On like one of them like loose women style things yeah. in America. And she was like openly laughing about like, oh, imagine if flopping about in the garbage disposal. And everyone was like, imagine if that was a bunch of fellas going, yeah, they cut someone's fanny off and threw
well,
it, in
to
a,
cut it
in
out
in a blender.
Off.
Well, yeah. And then there's laughing about it and all that. They were like, it's a bit fucked up to be like yeah, fucking yeah. laughing.
I mean, that'd
about
be
it,
our podcast.
Yeah. To be fair, if we had that video, we would show it.
Yeah.
here's a little warning why you shouldn't fall asleep at a zoo. Oh.
Who falls asleep at
a
zoo?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, that finger's no. coming right off
it. Little chimp here, little chimp next to it. There we go. Oh, shit.
I mean, I think
is he
this...
fucking the crack in between?
He's fucking the crack in his fingers,
he's
yeah.
He's fucking the crack in his fingers.
So, like, it right. looks like he's going to bite it, but he's just checking out whether he can shag it.
To be fair...
It looks like he should be on Naked Attraction.
That is the best thing that could have ever happened to him in yeah. that... Oh, look at him. He's an orangutan as well, yeah. isn't he?
Do you know what I hate, though? This has to be the second time this happened, because he fell asleep the first time and woke up with cum in his palm. And then the second time, he's like, well, I've got to film it and see what was happening. So now he's actively going, go on, put your dick
there's
in here.
A mystery that needs solving.
Like when you have one of those things that records you talking in the sleep.
Yeah.
It's just like,
yeah,
got to see what's actually
so
going on.
So now he's filming that going, well, I guess we both like this now. Like, what's that?
Yeah.
Who's filming
I'm
it?
Imagine he's got to keep coming up with excuses to fall asleep.
That's
now,
it, yeah.
It's okay. Just setting the groundwork in.
Feeling
in
a bit
morning.
Sleepy, just going to spit in my palm.
I tell you what, lads, I've had a dreadful night's sleep. Yeah, if I kip off at any point, just leave me.
Yeah,
just leave,
don't wake
just
me
leave
up.
Me
knackered.
Right, well, here's another little fun one of, again, this. Hold on, I just need to get to the point. Here we go. It's in one sec. Here we go.
Oh.
Jesus. Ooh. Here we go. This is a little acrobatic, this one.
Nah, fam.
God.
In the fanny?
Nah,
in the
nah,
fanny.
Yeah,
is
it's
the
rolling
bit.
Through the fanny. So do you want to describe what's happening, Freddie?
Just pause it. So it's a woman upside down with honestly like chicken coma shit.
Yeah, it's,
yeah,
bad
it's a
shit,
real
that.
Bad situation.
It's real
yeah.
yellowy.
And yeah. she's like, she's either like oiled or wet.
Looks
or
like she's got
something.
Fucking Soothe creme all over her fanny.
Yeah.
Or something.
And it's just falling down into her mouth.
Well, like yeah. you would want some antiseptic. Mm. And like, yeah, she's upside down lying so that it gradually rolls down in sort of a shit waterfall.
Yeah, it is. Honestly,
mouth.
It's like a garden centre waterfall of shit.
Just on your garden.
Yeah.
Fuck, oh, that's me, man. That. That's weak.
Yeah, and she looks a bit like Gerard Way.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
From My Chemical Romance.
Oh, that leads to
you. She's got a goth vibe about her, hasn't she?
Who's weirdly Joe Rogan's cousin?
What?
Gerard Way and Joe Rogan are cousins.
That is a mad family.
I know.
What's the
what?
Christmas like with
I
them?
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, it's probably he's...
Joe Rogan turns up. Are you okay, Gerard? Hey?
Yeah.
Their song. Anyway, I'm not okay. Yeah. It's one of their songs. Don't worry about it.
I know what the songs from My Chemical Romance are. How dare you?
It's wild, that, isn't it?
I like that one started off as a bit of a tease as
well.
Well,
like, what happens is sometimes, quite often we get sent in videos where like they're designed to prank people.
That's the WhatsApp group thing.
Exactly.
And you go, what's
so,
this?
Like, oh, watch this. Oh, a sexy lady. And then it cuts to something horrible.
Yeah.
If you're sending us those, can you just cut off the bit at the start? We want the horrible
yeah,
stuff. Like, we don't give a shit about that. Yeah. Also, like, a bit... So, like, we get sent one sometimes where there's, like, you know, it'll be something horrible, then it cuts to, like, a thing of being like,
are
oh,
you,
it's funny. You know, we don't need
are
that.
Are you
we
guys fans of poo?
Not fans of poo.
Can you show them the laxative one?
Oh, God, yeah, this is one of my favourites.
Yeah, it's one of my favourite ones.
All right, give me a sec, I've just got to find it. Here we go. So this is a prank gone either really wrong or really right, depending on your...
Have a listen to it.
I'm so excited to have one.
I'm a bit scared to do this.
So he's spiking a coffee with a full bottle of Dulcolax.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And that's his...
It's his stepdad that's giving it to. Right.
Don't you think I know that?
Oh, Jack, what have you done? You're out of telling.
Oh,
Jack,
no.
Come with me now. Jack! They're coming!
There's shit all up the stairs.
Oh, no. Was that on the
this is what making Martin's gaff looks like.
What?
Please, I'm sorry.
That stinks! I can't come in there, Nick.
He's in the bath just full of shit.
That stinks! Everywhere, Jack.
That is hilarious.
What?
Look at his face.
He's...
What, Nick? I can't come in. It stinks.
Please.
I don't know what's happening. I can't hold it in.
It's just coming out of me,
Jack.
Please.
Nick, that stinks.
Oh, my God.
Look at it.
I know. It's all over the bottles.
Please. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's so sly on him.
It's coming out.
That's so sly on the fella, though. Oh,
just well, poor guy.
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Bless him. He's so like, bless him. Hey. Like, you know that kid got twatted after this.
I'll put laxatives in your ass coffee.
What? It's coming out, hey.
Jack.
Why did you do that, Jack?
Oh, he's
cleaning that up, isn't
he? It was a prank.
Look at that little paw.
I know, it's like a Titanic, innit?
Nick, please
don't
make
that stink. Please, yes, please,
mate.
It's coming out. It's
Nick!
It's like water.
It's like water.
Look at the mess you've made. You can tidy it up.
He's tidying all that up, innit?
He's like water.
I love the like heart painted on the stairs, just covered in shit.
I know. I know.
Like for me, I don't know what it is. It's the bottles of shampoo that gross me out the most.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's managed to shit on every single step.
Like he's just dribbling just out of him. It's just a constant stream
as he
runs.
I mean. He must have literally just shat water
and
then ran upstairs.
And it's not like he's shitting it. It's just happening.
At what
it's
point?
Like there's no control over it. It's just dribbling out of him.
At what point was he when sat at the toilet went, I need to move to the bath here? Yeah,
well, no, he's only been at the toilet quickly. He's run in there, gone toilet and gone, nah, it's not going to do it, and jumped into the bath because there's only a little splatter on the toilet.
Yeah.
You know, so he's clearly gone, that's not enough. Yeah, I need to be in the bath. I need to be completely.
I should flying out. Because,
like, he clearly was trying to hold on and there was a big load that came out backwards into the shower. Mm. Yeah, yeah. So if you are going to spike someone with laxatives, it's not a whole bottle.
Yeah, it's a ruthless
one. So what does it do? Just completely gets rid of everything out your bowels?
Well, what Dulcolax is meant to do is you're meant to have a little bit of the bottle and it gently helps you have a poo if you're constipated.
Okay. Yeah.
It just gently gets it moving again. Mm. You're not meant to have a bottle at a time.
Okay.
Like, the whole bottle fucks you up.
Yeah. Asshole falls off.
Yeah.
Should we watch one more?
All right.
Would you have an enema? Have you had an enema?
I haven't had an enema.
No.
Actually.
What's the purpose to clean my asshole out?
Yeah.
Cleans it goes all free.
I don't think it actually does anything, though. I think it's probably bollocks.
Yeah.
Does it feel good?
Yeah. I don't know. If it felt good, I'd have a go.
I'd imagine it felt all right.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know what any of these videos are, so give me 2 seconds. You carry on talking.
No, by all means. How much is an enema?
I don't know.
I reckon you could probably get one quite cheap.
You reckon?
Yeah, they're like quite a popular
thing. If it's
thing,
any more than 40 quid,
then
in my head I'm like, I could have got a massage for that.
Could just buy a line of hose and a funnel, innit? Do it yourself if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the garden like centre.
Just buy a fucking beer thing, innit? What's the...
A chug thing. Yeah, but the...
What are they called?
Yeah, like a beer hose thing.
Yeah. That, one of them would do.
There's a machine though, like when you go for a fancy one, and you can see like your nuggets of poo floating past in the machine, and they all look at it like it's framed and lit up, and they're like, oh,
who would put something that disgusting in a frame? That's awful.
No!
I mean,
just from the still on this looks.
Can you guess what's going to happen?
This is a woman with a iron. Yeah. And a man who's looking naked, looking at his own cock.
He looks like a Lib Dem councillor, this guy. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like local government vibes about him.
Nick Smeg.
Nice. But I think this guy's going to keep his promises.
Oh!
Take that, 2005 politics.
Political.
Here we go. Oh.
It's going to go into a steam. Oh, he's steaming his dick.
The steam's enough.
No, she's not. She's not. She's not. She's not ironing his cock. Oh, my God. She's ironing his cock.
It cuts off too quickly, that, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If anyone's got more of the cock ironing...
I want to see his balls smooth as anything.
Like Wile E. Coyote when he's come off a fucking cliff. Yeah. Wrinkle-free. Yeah.
That was tough.
I want to show you one more. This one I really enjoyed. Just because, like, sometimes, like, some justice happens in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Circus. It's a bear with a wheelbarrow at the circus.
Yeah.
I wonder what's going to happen here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
The bear goes, do you know what, mate? You can fuck off, lad.
Yeah, go on, bear.
I love how the guy just gives him one kick.
He's like, ah. Yeah.
Nah, you're on your own there.
Yeah, mate. And like,
I made up that happened.
Yeah. Like, if you've got a bear in a circus, I hope it fucks you up. Mm. You know, like, the bear didn't want to be there. It's not his fault. He's a bear.
Did you see that one?
You can't
getting
dominate a bear.
The lion.
No matter how much they ask on OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Did you see the lion biting that fella's finger off?
Yeah, we had that as well. Yeah. That
lasted too long for, if that was my finger.
Yeah.
It was too long for it coming off.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I would have, if he bit it, pulled it off, sound, but he's there for like fucking a good minute. Just
and then
going,
it just goes,
oh, no.
And you see the tendon.
It's
honestly like the lion knows that guy's in pain and is enjoying it.
Yeah.
More.
Yeah.
It's that level of sadistic.
Isn't it? That's
exactly. Yeah. It's a fucking wild animal.
Yeah.
You know.
And also, he deserved it though, just for he needed that time to contemplate.
Yes.
Have you done Have you done the tree in the face one?
No, I don't know if
tree in the face.
And the guy's cutting the tree with like a chainsaw.
Oh, I have seen that. I saw it on the internet.
And a big log smashes him in the face.
Oh.
But there's that, and then there's the after of it, where you see the damage of it.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst things I've seen, because his face is just smashed in.
I haven't seen the afters, actually.
And he's just going, there's like tongues hanging out, and they're just filming him going, you fucked up here, mate. It's please stop filming me.
Oh, here we go. Here's a brilliant bit of like of the same sort of justice from a cunt getting his comeuppance. Like, I very much enjoyed this one. This is horrible, the start.
Wait, this is a guy slapping a donkey?
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. Like, it really pisses me off, this. He's really being a proper cunt.
Donkeys can be right little cunts when they want to be, though. Like
that. All right, but this donkey didn't deserve it. Here we go.
Here's right.
Listen to the scream.
Wow, that donkey's got hold of his leg and he's raggedy round in a circle.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely.
Go on, donkey.
But you know what's mad? That was harder for me to watch than anything else.
Me too, as well. Like, the donkey getting slapped upsets me more than anything else.
Because all them other people are willing. Well, maybe not the smeg woman.
No, but she's you know, she's consented. Yeah, you know, it might be for money, but she has at least. That whereas
donkey's
that donkey.
Just chilling, man.
I know, he's like, just like kicking off the fuck out of it. So, yeah, I was well glad when he ragged him about. Like, fuck that guy.
Well, thank you for coming on, guys, and watching disgusting videos.
Oh, man.
It's been loads of fun. It's great to have you.
Is there anything that you guys want to plug? Do you have like a podcast of your own or something?
Just the one little one, innit?
Mm-hmm. Mild High Club.
Go check it out.
Check it out.
We have live shows every month as well. Next one's August 10th, but that one sold out, so unlucky.
The one with the Kill Tony thing.
Yeah, it's like a talent show now.
Yeah.
Oh. So it's fun.
Oh, that's so good.
Liverpool's Got Talent.
Nice.
So good.
So they're every month, so check them out. But mainly just go check the podcast out on that, man.
Yeah, it's cracking. Like,
nice one for having us.
No worries. It's always a pleasure. It's been great.
It's been great. And hopefully we'll be able to the race across the country thing.
Well, that's the big list of ideas we'll never get round to.
Yeah.
We've got one of them as well.
Yeah.
That will be a good one, though.
That would be good. It would be pretty fun. But thanks for watching. If you've enjoyed it, get on our Patreon. It's £3. You get loads of shit, and we won't think you're a cunt.
patreon.com/deadmentalkpod.
Give us £3, you big prick.
Also, if you want to send in a video, it's 07520 644931. We've also
on
got
WhatsApp. Only WhatsApp.
We've also got our own live show on August the 17th.
The Frog and Bucket in Manchester.
Roasts and that, loads of fun.
Yeah. Is that everything?
That's it.
All right. Fuck off.
See ya.
Yeah.